The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I will tell you, Mr. Josh Collum, there is no other place I'd rather be than sitting right here sharing Arizona real estate information with our listeners. Right, Josh?
I could say the same about myself. We plan our week around this.
We absolutely do. And boy, I tell you, Vicki, it is a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon.
It is. I mean, here we are mid-March, March 13th, right?
Right.
And, you know, it's patio weather, Josh. This is your favorite time of year.
That it is.
It is patio weather. But you know what? It's not pool weather. I dipped my toe in before the show this morning, and I'm telling you what, my toe said burr, burr, burr.
You know, it's funny. All my neighbors have been in the pool for a while, but they're all heating their pools, and some of them even have family members coming to town. And we're not quite at that. We're not ones to heat our pool. We have the heater on the pool, but we just wait until a little warmer temperature.
Well, our swimming season is very, very long here in beautiful, sunny Maricopa County. Hey, Vicki, let's jump right into it. So we want to talk about that luxury high-end market. I know that you've just been on fire out there getting these properties on the market, and I've got to congratulate you because you personally and the Carol Royce team, we've been selling them, and we've been selling them at list price, if not over list price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've been on fire selling the high-end homes. So I'm going to go ahead and dive right into this week's report. All data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service, servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, Carol and Josh, there's 684 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $33.688 million. The current average price luxury for sale home is $3.34 million. That number's up.
It's way
with
up.
With days on market averaging 97 days. Under contract in escrow, there are 960 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $22.5 million. The average price luxury home in escrow is $2.2 million, with days on market averaging 70 days. Sold, closed escrow. We had 138 homes close in our MLS just since last week's show.
138 homes, over $1 million, Josh.
Craziness.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So they closed since last week's show, and the highest priced one that closed was $6.25 million out of those homes. The current average price sold luxury home in our valley is still running right about that $2 million mark, with average days on market 52 days. Since the first of the year, we've had 1,111 luxury homes closed escrow, the highest priced year to date, just under $15 million.
You know, and that anything over $10 million, Joshua, is considered ultra luxury. And so, Vicki, you know, we've got that one that's been on the market for just a little while now at $33.6 million. And this one that closed at $15 million. You know, we're seeing some ultra luxury close in the Valley of the Sun, Maricopa County.
Yeah, I'm eager to see where that one at 22.5 ends up closing since we don't know the full story until finally once it records. But yeah, we've had some amazing sales this year and last when it comes to luxury.
We have had some amazing sales. And just a little bit later in our show, we're going to have Mr. Derek File on, and he is with Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. We're going to talk about finishes, Vicki, in the high-end homes. But again, any price range can have a hardwood floor.
That's right, any price range, and we are seeing it. And you know, Carol, it used to be, years ago, I remember people would say, hardwood doesn't go with Arizona.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're too dry here.
Coast. Right, right.
Yeah, it's an East Coast thing. It'll never work here. But I have to tell you, after having a home that has real hardwood floors in it, and I know you do too, Carol, we're seeing that it's not that big of a challenge as what people had us believe many, many years ago. And so hardwood is making a huge comeback. We're seeing it all over the valley in all different price points. Mm-hmm. And it just takes on a different look and feel when you have the real wood.
Oh, it really does. And we do see it in a lot of the high-end floors. Of course, we still see a lot of natural stone in the high-end homes, too, and a lot of those high-end finishes on the countertops, the quartzes and things. You know, and the interesting thing, too, Vicki, is we had Mark Messina on our phone, who is a high-end customer.
On our show?
On our show. I'm sorry. Did I say phone?
You said phone.
I have Mark on my phone all the time. Anyway, he was on our show. And he was talking about those high-end finishes and really how the supply chain has loosened up a little bit on getting those.
Yeah, some things it has. And then I noticed other things that you would think wouldn't be affected are actually affected by the supply chain. So it just kind of, I think, depends on who the contractor's using for a vendor and mm-hmm. what they have access to and how much probably volume they do as well.
You know, in talking, Josh, you might find this interesting. Housing wealth flowed to the affluent in the past decade. That was an article in Thursday's Wall Street Journal. Okay. And I just read that article with interest because I'm thinking, why should the affluent get all of the wealth from owning residential real estate? But I'm going to read a little paragraph here mm-hmm. in this article. And listen, hey, if you are listening to us today, if you have a child or a grandchild that isn't in home ownership, that is old enough to be in home ownership, I want you to especially perk up your ears because I'm going to make a suggestion. Here's what this article says, and it's really kind of sad. Home ownership is a path for building wealth in the U.S. Vicki, we say this every week.
Right,
we say this every week. The median homeowner had $255,000 in wealth in 2019. Okay, that's just your median homeowner. Compared with $6,000 for the median renter. So, Josh, what that says is if you owned a home, mm-hmm. and you're in the median range, not the ultra wealthy, in the median, you probably had about $255,000 of wealth due to the equity of your home, correct?
Yeah, and I mean, these are 2019 numbers, so if you didn't then, you definitely do now.
Oh my word, can you imagine now? But if you rented mm-hmm. and you didn't own a home, your wealth was $6,200. What a difference. And that's what this article is pointing out, the disparity between those that own a home and those that rent a home.
Exactly. Those who are renting are shortcoming themselves from the equity. I mean, their landlord's getting it, which is great, but they're not. And it's unfortunate because we, like you said, we've said time and time again that residential real estate is the fastest way to grow wealth in this country. And I think what that article goes to allude is that, you know, the ultra rich are tending to buy up quite a bit of the real estate out there, which is making it much more inaccessible to that medium income.
Josh, bingo, you just hit it. And here's what I want to say. Here's the advice. If you're hearing me today, and once again, if you've got a child, an adult child, or an adult grandchild, and they're not in home ownership, and you have the ability to help them get into home ownership, I'm going to encourage you to do that. I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and help them. There's down payment assistance. You can help them with the down payment. You can go on the note and deed of trust with them. You can qualify with them. But Vicki, that would be a great thing for any parent or grandparent to do, to get their kids to begin to build wealth through the ownership of real estate.
Well, one thing we know is that big money is in the valley, and they are buying houses, meaning you have hedge funds.
Yes.
And you have money backed by Wall Street.
Yes.
And they're in our Valley of the Sun. They're buying up homes. And some of these companies, we've actually talked with them, they actually have a mission where they want to own the real estate, and they want to teach people that they don't need to ever own a home. The company wants to own a lot of rentals mm-hmm. in their portfolio, and they want to teach the younger generation especially that to rent is better than owning. But when I hear you talk about that article,
yes,
they would
is.
Have $6,220 versus a couple hundred thousand plus of wealth. We need our younger generation, and we need, even if you're older and you don't own a home,
you need to
find a way to get into home ownership, because that is the path. And that's one great thing about this awesome country we live in.
Yes.
The fact that we get to own homes.
Yes.
And we can own more than one home.
Yes.
The other thing is, I was talking with someone in the industry this past week, and he gave me a call, and he said that he was talking with someone over at the Wall Street Journal. But he mentioned that about 2 months ago or so, the Wall Street Journal ran an article that said Paradise Valley is kind of the sleepy little town where there's luxury and how people are starting to buy here. Well, apparently that woke up some of these billionaires, these U.S. billionaires, and they've been in town buying up some of these high-end properties to hold. Mm-hmm. So owning residential real estate is becoming more and more popular by those ultra wealthy. So don't go out of that homeownership and think, I'm just going to go sit on the sidelines and I'm going to rent for a couple years.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And again, I want to say, if you've got a grandchild or an adult child and they're not in homeownership and you're a parent, help them. I say all of the time, Joshua, that I would rather advance money to my grandchildren today and let me see them use it to build their portfolio and their wealth rather than wait until I'm dead and can't enjoy it and then give it to them. Right, Vicki?
Right.
I say that all of the time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So parents and grandparents, help these young people out. Help them get into home ownership. You will absolutely love to see what they can do. Vicki?
There's all kinds of charts out there, too. People are saying, hey, what if we're at the top of the market? Well, nobody knows if we're at the top or the bottom. But there are charts that show even if you pay at the top of the market but interest rates are low,
right,
your payment will be less than if prices fall and interest rates rise. So don't get caught up in that either. This is the market for them to get out there and to own a home.
Well, and even if we are at the top of the market, if we take a look at the average rents out there, they're also at an all-time high.
So true.
More than likely, even by going into homeownership, you'd be putting equity in your pocket and still benefiting.
When we come back after this short break, we're going to be talking with Derek File with Wildwood Custom Hardwood Flooring. He's going to talk about all the current trends and how to take care of that hardwood and why his company does an amazing job. You're going to want to stay tuned. You are listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show right here on 550 News Talk. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it for cash. Go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com.
Everybody, this is Carol Royce, and I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I must say, Miss Vicki Royce Middlebrook, what a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon it is.
It is. You know, it's always great, too, when we're in studio here and we get to talk about real estate. And we have a special guest
in
studio today.
We have a very special guest. We have Mr. Derek File with us, and Derek is the owner of Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. And I know Derek because he was referred to me by our esteemed decorator, Tony Morocco. And I called Tony up and I said, Tony, I got to do some hardwood floors. And he said, Carol, you got to call Derek at Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. And so that's exactly what I did. Hello, Derek. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very, very good. So let's talk a little bit, Derek, about hardwood floors. First of all, how long have you been in business in the Valley?
Wildwood has been in business since 1990.
Since 1990.
Yes.
And I think, Derek, that you only do hardwood floors.
Correct.
Okay. So that would mean that you don't do that tile look hardwood. You just do the real woods or the engineered woods.
So we do a lot of sand and finish, custom hardwood. We do a lot of pre-finished engineereds and unfinished engineereds. And as certain products like the LVP grew fame, we started taking those projects on too.
So what is that, LVP? I don't know that.
It's a luxury vinyl plank.
Oh, you're doing that now too?
Yes.
Yes, we know all about that. And you might say vinyl, ugh, but man, Vicki, we have seen this in multi-million dollar homes and it's absolutely stunning.
Correct. I mean, it looks like wood flooring, and you'll see it a lot in commercial buildings as well because of the high durability it has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Good. Hey, Derek, so what are you seeing in trends right now? Are you seeing here's what we're seeing, and you just see if you can confirm this or not. When Vicki and I are in a lot of homes, we're seeing more and more hardwood. More and more hardwood. People really like it. We're seeing that somewhat they're moving away from the tiles. People are moving away from carpet. When you get called out, is that what you're seeing? You're replacing tile and carpet with hardwood?
When it comes to residential remodels through the homeowner, yes, that's basically the bulk of that particular type of work.
Mm-hmm.
Working with builders when it's new construction, those materials are already laid out in advance prior to them even breaking ground. And those generally are going to be your hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're seeing, wouldn't you agree, Vicki, we're seeing a lot of hardwood.
We're seeing a lot of hardwood. We kind of, you know, saw where people were kind of going away from that and doing the tile and things like that. And now we're having folks that are saying, okay, I did the tile, now I want to go back to the real wood. Or the engineered, depending on if they have pets and kids.
So, Derek, in your opinion, if say you've got three dogs, say you've got three big dogs, is there a difference between a hardwood and an engineered hardwood as far as pets go? What's your recommendation there?
Well, so it's kind of hard to say. You know, different species of hardwood are going to have different densities, which is going to make them either harder or softer.
Mm-hmm.
And really it comes down to your lifestyle and how mm-hmm. you live. That's one of the things we like to discuss with our clients prior to, jumping into specific types of materials right out of the gate, you know, try and figure out their needs, how they
mm-hmm.
live,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just get a feel for them as individuals to understand what type of material they need to suit their needs and still be able to complement their home in with what they're trying to achieve.
You know, Vicki, what Derek just said is very, very important. So when they meet with the homeowner, they assess their lifestyle. They assess what their needs are, how they're going to live on the hardwood floor. And then, Derek, you make a recommendation.
Correct.
I really like that. I love that aspect of them getting involved and trying to figure out the very best way to go. You know, Derek, we also hear that hardwood is difficult to take care of. I have a lot of hardwood in my house, and I'm putting even more. I don't find it that difficult to take care of it.
No, it's really not. And it's also, you know, circling back to like the LVPs, you know, a lot of people think getting these particular types of floors, it's like this lifetime floor, and it's bomb proof. That's certainly not the case. Anything can be damaged. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have water issues, then mm-hmm. that floor is still going to be.
Of course it is.
Need to be addressed, you know, if there's water issues, even though it's a vinyl. As far as, you know, the floors being difficult to take care of, I think that's kind of something that a little misconception there. And that's something that people tend to hear a lot, but it's really not.
Let me ask another question. Would you put hardwood in a kitchen or bathrooms?
Well, coming from me and growing up in the industry, it's kind of a biased answer in the sense of I grew up with hardwood floors in my kitchen and my bathrooms.
All righty.
I just put it in my kitchen. So,
all right. There we go. You heard it from the expert. So don't be afraid to put hardwood in your kitchen or in a bathroom. You keep it, you know, you don't want any kitchen leaks under the sink. You don't want, you know, things like that, hot water heaters exploding and ruining your hardwood. I know from experience. Yes, Vicki, you're smiling.
Well,
you know something.
I'm smiling because, you know, I had a little apprehension doing hardwood in the kitchen. But I will tell you, when I'm out in these luxury homes, you see hardwood flooring in the laundry room, in the kitchen, in the bathrooms. They're putting it all throughout the home now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the contractors said to me, you know, it's not going to be up to you if there's a major water damage in your house. You're worried about this, but at the end of the day, you're probably going to have an insurance claim. Let the insurance company worry with it. And I said, you're right. If I had massive water damage in my kitchen, I would be calling the insurance company.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, you could, if you had massive water damage, it could damage a lot of different things.
Exactly.
But don't let that deter you from hardwoods. And you know, Derek, one of the things that I absolutely love in regards to hardwood, it makes the house look bigger. It feels bigger. There are no grout lines. There's none of the stuff that you get with tile. And people are just done with carpet. You know, we don't see a lot of carpet today. We see a little bit in bedrooms. But when you go into a home that you've done, Derek, and it's all hardwood, you've just made that home appear that much bigger and that more livable.
Correct. And the thing with carpet, too, is, you know, carpet versus wood. You know, that's going to change the look of your home drastically. And that's, you know, that's what you're trying to achieve with hardwood floors in the first place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I go into some of these homes and you know, there is that lip from the heart, that transition piece. Is that what it's called, a transition piece? And I know you don't have to do that. You can make that hardwood, if it's going to butt up against tile, you can make that absolutely smooth and there's no transition piece, correct?
Correct. So that's another thing that, you know, we discuss with our clients prior to going into it. We don't do transition strips. It's not, you know, we come from a long line of custom work.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to those transition strips, a lot of people don't notice it, but it really is a big eyesore. And then once they realize that there are ways to achieve those smooth transitions,
right,
without the transition strips, they realize that they should have, you know, maybe discussed it a little bit more with whoever it was that they were doing business with. And if the option wasn't presented, why? Is the skill set not there,
right,
to achieve, you know, that particular type of look?
So this is Carol Royce. I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon, and I am in the studio with Vicki Royce Middlebrook, and we are talking with Derek File, and Derek is the owner of Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. We're just talking about hardwood in your house, and Vicki, that can be any price range, right?
That's right.
It doesn't have to be the high-end homes. Anybody can have hardwood floors.
Absolutely. It's beautiful, and it just changes the look of your home and takes on a whole new
look,
way of living in your home too.
Well,
I find
it's gives it a little more of that contemporary, trendy, up-to-date HGTV look, correct?
Absolutely.
And so again, if you'd like to talk with Derek at Wildwood Hardwood Floors, Derek, what's the best phone number for you?
602-956-9006, and that will take you directly to our office line.
It will. And I will tell you, Vicki, I am so impressed with Derek and his company, Wildwood Custom Hardwood. Derek came to my house. He said, I will be there at such and such a time. He was there at such and such a time. He's always on time. He's always professional. He's got beautiful products for us to choose from. And Derek, I can't wait until the 31st of March when you're going to be back at my house, and we're going to get rid of some more of that old carpet, and we're going to have beautiful hardwood floors at the Royce house. I'm so excited about that.
Absolutely. We're excited to cater to your needs, and we're excited to see, you know, the end result and how, you know, you're going to enjoy
Woo-hoo!
It for the
I'm going to be
come.
Happy.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be very happy.
So when we come back after this short break in just a little bit, we're going to continue talking with Derek
about, mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk about what are the current trends. Like, mm-hmm. you know, what is he seeing out there that people are selecting in their homes, the different products or color type schemes. I know that that's a total custom question, and you can put whatever you'd like into your home, but it's always kind of fun to hear what are the current trends.
Yeah, what experts are seeing out there. And then also, you know, supply chains issue, how to take care of your custom hardwood floor, all of those things. So, hey, this is Carol Royce. You can reach out to me anytime, 480-776-5231. We're here with you every single Sunday afternoon, coming to you from the KFYI studios. And Vicki, we're getting ready to go to break, so why don't you just tell people how they can reach us?
That's right. You can pick up the phone and give Carol a call today, 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back after this short break, we're going to continue talking to Derek, and then we're going to break down our local Arizona real estate market, and you're going to want to stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Well, and I'm going to have some other information in regards to our local Arizona real estate market. You're going to want to stay tuned. We've got such valuable information. Come on back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce. And of course, I'm with you every single Sunday afternoon, and I am in the studio with my partner, Vicki Royce Middlebrook. And Vicki, you handle the Carol Royce Luxury Division. I know you sell houses under $1 million. Okay, right. But most, you are the local go-to expert for anybody that's got a high-end home.
Yeah, you know, we sell homes in all different price points, but at the Carol Royce team, we sell a lot of luxury homes, and it is always an honor when we get to go into our listeners' homes, no matter what the price point is.
Right.
But we get to see these, some of these amazing wow houses, I'll call them, and to see what the current trends that they have in these homes. so many of them have the custom hardwood floors.
They do.
And that's why we're talking with Derek today mm-hmm. with Wildwood
hardwood custom flooring. Hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that we know that there's a lot of demand for this in the valley.
There is. And so, Derek, what we're seeing, and Vicki works a lot that Scottsdale corridor, okay? And what we're seeing in there is a lot of remodel. There's a lot of remodel going on, whether it's the original owner, whether it's somebody that came in and bought that house, they're going to remodel it and put it back on the market to sell it at a very high price. And what we're seeing is the trends have really changing. We used to see a lot of travertine tile. Right. Today, we're not seeing so much travertine tile. Would you agree, Vicki?
Correct.
We're seeing more and more and more of the hardwood floors, the hard surface hardwood floors. So to that, what are you seeing, Derek, as far as trends and patterns and what people are putting in their homes?
So being in the industry as long as I have seen a lot of trends come and go.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that there is, you know, we're sort of in a wider plank stage,
mm-hmm.
Sort of back to earth tones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the materials that get spec'd out has a lot to do with the personality of the designer that we're working with.
Okay.
Each designer has their own personality, their own flair on what they put on their projects, which mm-hmm. actually is what sets them apart from other people.
Exactly.
So when it comes to the materials, you know, one could have this certain material spec'd out, but another designer could actually have a different type of material spec'd out. It also comes down to the style of home that they're building in the first place
mm-hmm.
as to
mm-hmm.
what's going to fit in and look the best for mm-hmm. that particular home, as mm-hmm. every application is different.
That is so true. So, Derek, you don't have to have a designer to work with you at Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors, do you?
No.
No. So a consumer, a homeowner, can just call you up, say, hey, Derek, come out to my house. We're thinking of hardwood floors. And you would go out and you would help them make that selection based on their lifestyle.
Absolutely. And okay. that, you know, that is our job. That is how we cater to our clients mm-hmm. in this industry is, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You know, we move forward with what you're looking for, your lifestyle, things like that. And, you know, we basically will walk you through the whole process. And the thing is, you know, education is key. And, you know, if the company that you are interested in doing business with isn't educating you and you're not leaving that meeting with them with more knowledge of what you're trying to do than when you got there, then, you know, it's something to reevaluate because knowledge is
absolutely
the name of the game.
Absolutely. Vicki and I, we absolutely totally agree with that. Vicki, I will tell you that when I called Derek out, I thought it was going to be so easy. It was going to come in. I was going to say, this is hardwood I want, and tomorrow they're going to put it in. Well, no, not exactly that way. You had to do a moisture test.
Absolutely. That's where it all starts. You know, we need to see what your concrete's doing, and we adjust and go from there. You know, there's some, you know, companies that will go out and, you know, sort of just throw down the floor.
Yep.
And
yep.
there's all sorts of, you know, industry standards, the protocol that has just been broken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem with that is when your flooring fails.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean fails? If it warps or if it, what is
if you have moisture issues
okay.
in your concrete slab.
Yeah.
You know, certain things, getting your concrete flat.
Right. You may have to float it.
Yep. Float yep. and grind. Mm-hmm. These are mm-hmm. all, it's all mm-hmm. part of the game. It's not
yes.
something that you want to just overlook.
So it's a process, but Vicki, I will say this, it is a process that needs to happen so that you can get an absolutely beautiful finish with your absolutely stunningly gorgeous hardwood floor.
That's right. It's important to not miss some of those steps because I know back when I had hardwood installed in my home, some of the flooring they found out was not level. So
mm-hmm.
they had to bring some leveler in and make the flooring level. Otherwise, I would have had, you didn't notice it as much on tile, but you would notice it more on the hardwood with
correct.
The way the wood goes together.
So with tile, you know, not that I'm in that industry, but from what I have picked up is they can sort of make up the difference with their
sure.
thin sets.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, I'd like to bring that to attention, the fact that you said level. You know, level and flat are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Level to the earth is much different than flat to the application. Flat to the application is what you're trying to achieve. You can go through a process in which, you know, if things needed to be level to the earth, but that's something that would need to be addressed, you know, elsewhere with individuals that specialize in preparing concrete in that manner.
Right. So here's what I know. I love my hardwood floors. I can't wait to get rid of every bit of the carpet in my house, and you're going to take care of that on the 21st of March. I'm so excited about that. I'm just jumping up and down about that. How do you take care of hardwood? People think it's really difficult to take care of. How do you take care of hardwood floors?
So it's really simple. You know, once your floors are installed, what you want to do is go, there's Bona cleaning kits. You know, Bona's a big name in the industry. And when you use the correct cleaning kits for your flooring, you know you're not going to damage your flooring.
No, you don't want to.
And, you know, if you know, there's a lot of people that will go over it with wet mops. When you go over it with wet mops, what you're doing is you're introducing a significant amount of moisture into the wood.
And there's just no way to get that wet mop so dry that it doesn't do that.
Right. And water and wood are not friends.
Water and wood are not friends.
Not at all.
All right. So that cleaning product is called Bona, like a B-O-N-A?
Yes, B-O-N-A. And they've got different kits, you know, for the different flooring applications. They've got one for hardwood, pre-finished, your LVPs.
Now, your LVP is what again?
That's going to be the luxury vinyl plank.
The luxury vinyl plank. And Vicki, correct. I know that you saw that in a house the other day and you said, oh my God, it's gorgeous. I can't, it's hard for us to imagine what that looks like, but why did you love it so much?
You know, the texture that it had, it looked like you were on real wood, but it was easy. And for this particular family, it was important for them because they couldn't have a trip hazard. And so they put it down because they thought it was easier and a softer surface, so they said, was their reason for putting it down in the home. But it was stunning and gorgeous, and it was a commercial grade, they had mentioned, because there's different levels of the luxury vinyl plank.
Correct. So there's, you know, your wear layers are going to change, and depending on the application, you know, in which it's being installed to, that's also something you want to be mindful of. Same thing with your pre-finished engineered, the, you know, your wear layers, your finish layers, that's all something that you want to be mindful of, because that, how the area is used is going to dictate which direction you want to go with your finishes.
Very good. Hey, this has just been an absolute pleasure today talking with Derek File over at Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. I was introduced to Derek through my designer decorator, but you don't have to have a designer or decorator. You can pick up the phone and you can call Derek. You can get him at 602-956-9006. And Vicki, I will say one thing. Derek knows his hardwood floors. He knows. He really has been in business since about 1990 when his parents actually started the business, and you've been brought up in the business, and you're an absolute expert. Let me ask you one real quick question. Are you having any problems with getting product, Derek?
So things have sort of lightened up and gotten better now. You know, in the beginning of, you know, this whole mess, things were changed drastically. You know, significantly, actually. Things are starting to get better. I can't say that they're really anywhere close to, you know, where they were prior to all this.
So if I wanted hardwood floors and I wanted them in the next 90 to 120 days, could you do that?
That's something we can do.
That's something they could do. Yeah, Vicki?
I have a question too. So when you talk about putting hardwood in the kitchens and in the bathrooms and in laundry rooms, what kind of floor mats do you recommend putting down to protect? Is there anything?
Well, so, you know, a throw rug, you got to understand the kitchen is, there's a lot of traffic that goes on in the kitchen, you know, especially, you know, if you like to entertain. And, you know, throwing rugs by the sink, that's going to help cut down on a lot of the wear from the traffic. And that's definitely going to be beneficial because, you know, what will happen is if you don't try and protect your floors, you're actually going to start to, you'll see where the traffic rolls through the most.
They'll separate.
Potentially. I mean, it'll take quite some time, but you'll see it.
Yeah, that's a great question too, Vicki. Yeah, so do protect your floors. You can clean your floors. If you've got pets, we heard Derek say that, yes, you can have beautiful hardwood floors with the pets. Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. We are here every single Sunday afternoon. We've had a great time with Mr. Derek File. He's with Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. If you'd like to talk with Derek and you can't remember his number, you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. Give us a call, 480-776-5231. Vicki, we would love to put them in touch with Derek.
We absolutely would. And we just want to thank you for listening every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. We're right here on 550 KFYI. And when we come back after this short break, we're going to talk about what's going on in that under a million real estate market. You're going to want to stay tuned because you're going to see how the market is still on fire out there, and we are in low inventory, but we're going to break those numbers down for you.
And Vicki, would you say that the market is still hot, hot, hot?
It's still hot, hot, hot. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And, you know, I'm sitting in the studio today, and we're looking out across at the valley. Josh and I see the sun is a-shining.
That it is.
And you know what? That's kind of nice because I can feel the little glow of the sunlight coming in the window, and it feels pretty darn good.
It does. We've had amazing weather here this year.
We have had, and I like it a little warmer, not toasty, but a little warmer like we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. It feels like Arizona comes to life. Alive during this season.
And you know what, Vicki, too? I drive down these streets and I see all of this beautiful emerald green winter grass. It's just so pretty. And the petunias and the snapdragons are blooming. And it's just like spring is already here.
Yeah, that's right. It is absolutely gorgeous out there.
And you've got a beautiful house that I wanted just to mention just a little bit on Palo Verde. You talk about beautiful landscaping, beautiful house, beautiful interior. I just absolutely adore this house. Tell us just a little bit about it.
Yeah, this home's just under $1 million at $990,000. And it is over in the Waddell area. And it's nestled on a great interior lot. Has a lot of upgrades, like you mentioned. When you walk up to the home, you see the nice turf landscaping. So that grass is always green.
I love it. That's why I like it. Yes.
With low maintenance. But the house has the high-end appliances, the Viking and the Thermador. So it's got the chef's kitchen. It's just an unbelievable home. But Carol, it is... it's got a lot of square footage.
Oh, yeah, it's a big house.
You know, the home is just under 7,000 square feet.
Oh,
so what a great buy that is.
And at under $1 million, that's a phenomenal price.
You're going to enjoy entertaining family and friends in the spacious, oversized family room, to the game room upstairs, to the secondary family room upstairs. There's just a lot of space for a family.
And Waddell is the West Valley.
Correct.
Yeah, so anybody that wants to live in the West Valley and you want an absolutely stunningly beautiful home, 7,000 feet, under $1 million, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. I'd love to share the information on that absolutely beautiful house with you. Hey, Vic, let's get into our under $1 million. We've talked about that over $1 million market, and that is hot, 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 and that is moving fast, and you've been selling those for top dollar. What is going on under $1 million right now in our Arizona Regional Multiple List Service?
Yeah, so if we take a look at what's going on under $1 million right now, single family detached homes in Maricopa and Pinal County, there's 2,598 single family detached homes listed for sale. The average price point for those homes, $538,000. Days on market, 36 days. Under contract and escrow, these homes have buyers on them. They're going through their inspection period. There's 8,628 homes. The average price point for those homes that are under contract, $498,000. Days on market, 28 days. Now, let's take a look at just what's closed escrow just since last week's show. We had 1,418 homes close escrow, single family detached. Average price for those homes, $515,000.
That number is just gone up so much in the past 12 months, Josh.
Days on market for those homes, 29 days. So we are seeing that the pricing is going up. We're still in low inventory. But Carol, we like to mention every week on this show is that was still 1,418 buyers that closed on a house just last week.
That is so true. And Vicki, here's the other thing. You said under contract over 8,000.
Yeah.
So 8,628 houses under contract, meaning that the seller has accepted the buyer's offer. So while we say that inventory is low, Vicki, what we're seeing is there are, 10,000 people approximately that have a house.
That's right. So we still are finding inventory for our buyers.
There
so,
you go.
If you've been discouraged and you think, hey, this is a tough market, while there are some, curveballs that might have been thrown your way, we have solutions and options at the Carroways team. We have all different types of programs. We even have a program where we can help you actually be a cash buyer.
I love this program, Josh. So here's what it is. If you are a buyer and you're trying to buy a conventional, you're putting your hat in the ring. Okay, I like this house over here on Jones Street. You make the offer, but there's four offers. Three of them are cash, and there you are, conventional financing. 9 times out of 10, what's the owner going to pick?
The cash offer.
The cash offer. Because there's no appraisal, right, Vicki?
That's right. So we can position you as
there
a cash offer.
Yes.
And guess what? That happens many times. So a lot of times the financed buyers actually pay more money for the home than the cash buyer does because
That's
of
right.
the fact the seller goes, well, I know this cash buyer over here, they'll probably make it to the closing table where now I've got to deal with an appraisal or all these other circumstances.
Qualifying,
mm-hmm. all that. So it can also help you have greater buying power.
So if you're interested in that program, we at the Carroways team can offer that to any home buyer, right? As long as you can qualify for a conventional loan, we can help you turn that into a cash offer. And Vicki, there's not much cost to you to do that. The cost is minimal.
That's right. And a lot of our buyers that are coming to us actually have a home to sell. This is perfect for you
because
guess what? You can go buy that house and then we
The new house, right?
The new house first. And you don't have to worry about racing to put your house on the market because so many of you say to us all the time, if I put my home on the market, I know it's going to sell, but where am I going to go?
Right.
So we can go identify that new home first. So it's an amazing program. So you owe it to yourself to reach out to the Carroways team today at 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231.
Josh, this program has just been absolutely remarkable and has helped so many of our home sellers who are also home buyers. They want to sell their home for whatever reason, upsize, downsize, right size, maybe different neighborhood. They're going to take their equity out of their existing home and turning their conventional loan into a cash offer helps them compete. And at the end of the day, Josh, it really can save them money.
It definitely can. And one thing that I know is that many of these people who bought their homes, when you take a look at the average first-time home buyer buying their starter home, it's not going to check all of the boxes, but at least it gets them into home ownership. And now through various programs like these, they can segue themselves into a better home if they are moving up that fits their needs a whole lot better. And I know earlier in the show we talked about how it's getting harder and harder for first-time home buyers to really, get into that market. And so, if you've been kind of riding the fence and you think you might want to get into it, you might not, we're here to help you. We've got all the programs that can, A, get you into houses, but B, we can get you into the greater house down the line. We're always here to help you and serve your needs.
Josh, you said something that's very, very important. This offer, Vicki and Josh, works for first-time home buyers. As a first-time home buyer at the Carroways team, with our special program, we can turn you into a cash buyer.
That's right. Absolutely.
You can compete with the investor.
It works for anyone. It even works for people in the luxury price points,
absolutely.
Too, we're doing this with. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or you're buying your 20th, 30th home, we can help you with this.
And, again, I must say that there is so much cash in this market. Josh, would you agree?
Now more than ever.
It is just absolutely amazing. I would say 3 years ago, we didn't see nearly the cash that we see today. So today, there are not only the iBuyers out there and the investors out there buying and buying for cash. But so many people coming into our state from other parts of the country are coming in with cash. And it's hard to compete, Josh.
It's a saturated market. We structure our buyers' offers, you know, to the highest max that we can, but cash sometimes can still be king. So when you have this kind of, you know, ace in your sleeve, it definitely helps a lot of the buyers out there.
That is so very true. Hey, if this is something that's interesting to you and you want more information, give me a call, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. We would love to share this with you. We would be happy to sit down with you. Zero obligation, no obligation at all. So, Vicki, let's just switch gears a little bit and let's talk about the house that you call the estate in the Orange Grove.
That's right. I love this home.
I know you do.
When you buy this home, you're buying your own like citrus grove. This property has approximately 60-61 citrus, one grapefruit, and the rest are all oranges.
Navels and Valencia oranges. I know, because every time I'm out there, I pick a bag or two or three.
And this is a custom home with beautiful upgrades, and it's just one of my favorite homes. Listed for sale at $1,335,000.
Truly, truly a big house, 4,000 square feet, four bedrooms, four bathrooms, just a really nice property in a small little gated community, three houses in that community. But again, you're situated in an orange grove. And this was a professional orange grove at one time, right?
Yes, it was.
And so it's out in East Mesa where you see a lot of the orange. And those trees are in beautiful condition. I mean, Joshua, they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a stunning estate. I mean, I'm a little biased. My favorite little brisket place happens to be right by it. So
would that be Jalapeno Jack's?
Yes. It's so good. But no, the home is stunning. Love the area. It's in Mesa, but it doesn't quite feel like what people expect when they think of Mesa.
Private. You're absolutely private. It's a private gated community, and it's just your own estate there in privacy.
Yeah, four bedrooms and a den, four full bathrooms at 4,385 square feet. You'll love when you just drive up and you see all the citrus, the paver driveway. But what I love about that backyard, you'll see citrus back there too, but it's like you're in France.
It is.
In fact, I had some buyers there the other day, and they said, it feels like I'm in France when I see this backyard looking out this window. So it's just an amazing private estate.
Hey, we've had a great show today. We had Derek File with us from Wildwood Custom Hardwood Floors. If you're thinking about custom floors, you need to pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to put you in touch with Derek. You can reach me at 480-776-5231. We've talked about home ownership and why that's so darn important. Vicki?
You have been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. We'll be with you next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We're here every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m.